Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
From automated assembly lines to smart factories, manufacturing is going digital and fast. If you want to stay relevant, you need the right tech skills. CBT Nuggets helps you get there with practical, easy-to-follow IT training. Build in-demand skills in networking, cybersecurity, and system automation without investing in costly hardware or struggling with complicated setups. Our short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs make learning simple and effective. Whether you're a technician on the floor, a manager leading teams, or an engineer optimizing systems, CBT Nuggets fits your schedule and meets you where you are. Train at your own pace, from any device, wherever it works for you. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of professionals who are leveling up their careers with CBT Nuggets. Right now, you can start a 7-day free trial and explore everything we offer, no commitment required. Go to cbtnuggets.com today. Because in modern manufacturing, better tech skills mean better opportunities.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Whoa, we're back. It's episode 104 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, and we have live music. I'm Jake Bushnell, your co-host. Let me introduce you to the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, guitar player, singer of Roman Duddy. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? Holy moly.
Oh, you got to stop being in bands. I'm running out of breath.
I have to stop being in bands?
Yeah. You had one more band.
Well, I kind of wasn't in a band for like a year.
That's true.
But now I'm back in a band.
Yeah.
We've got a tour scheduled. That's right. We have a tour scheduled. And we also have an absolutely amazing show for you guys today. We have awesome musical guests. We have Kyle Smith in the house. What else we got here, Jake? We've got some scary stuff to talk about. Kyle and one of our listeners has pooped their pants, and we're going to hear both stories today. We got some Q&A from our Patreons. It's going to be a fun one. That's right. But before I get into that, you guys, I just want to say thank you. I noticed this past week we got a lot more reviews and ratings over there on the Apple podcast, so I appreciate it. If you are listening and you are enjoying the show, please go over wherever you're listening. Give us a rating. Give us a review. It really does help the show get noticed. It helps us, you know, climb them charts and have new listeners and whatnot. So thank you, guys, the ones who did give the reviews and ratings, and thank you ahead of time for the ones we're going to.
A little preemptive thank you.
After listening.
I wanted to say that about, we did have a new review that I saw on there, and it was from, I think, Michael Beeman. He's one of our listeners. Been listening forever. I think it was his daughter. I think she said, my dad loves the show or something, and her last name was Beeman. So I like that idea. If you have kids or other people in your house, take their phone, threaten them with groundings, whatever it is, make them give us a review. I like that method too. So thank you to the Beeman family. Anyway, sorry, Duddy.
Thank you to the Beeman family. And also, you guys, we do have some new merch up. We have a merch store. It is fgwd.myshopify.com. And right now we just put up a new shirt, and we have it up. It's super cheap. We put it up for pretty much the price that it cost us to make the shirt on the website.
There's a reason.
There's a reason behind it. It's a t-shirt that has one of those scannable QR codes on it.
Right.
And it takes you to the link of the podcast. If you happen to go onto our merch store and purchase one of these, wear it at a Dirty Head show, take a photo of yourself, send it to us at feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com or just tag us online or whatnot, and we'll see it. And I will send you a super special surprise.
That's right. You'll have to give us your address, of course, but Duddy will send you something. So that's the idea, right? It's a QR code. It's a QR reader.
I think shirt's up for, what is it, Luke? It's like $15. It's super cheap.
We put it up. We're just paying the website to make it and send it, basically. Yeah. We're not doing this for a profit. We're doing it to grow the show. So if you love this show and you want to help us grow it, go, when you go to a Dirty Head concert this summer, wear that shirt. And if you meet other people that like the Dirty Heads, go, hey, this is Duddy's podcast. Go ahead and scan it. Give them a subscribe. And we're hoping to grow the show over the summer. And then like Duddy said, let us know that you did that. We'll send you something.
Yes. And we are going to bring on our guest here real quick. But before we do, I want to make a quick correction that last week I dropped some fake news on everyone.
Oh, I have a drop for that.
Fake. Disgusting news.
Yes. I did that last week to you guys. I said that on the 16th of June, the Dirty Heads were releasing a best of album, and there's going to be two unreleased songs on it. I was wrong. It is July 16th. You will have to wait one more month for that, and I am extremely sorry.
God, you made it sound like the songs weren't going to be on it. You're like, two unreleased songs.
I wanted
songs.
It to sound worse than it is.
You are a mean-spirited person.
You guys.
So you do get two unreleased Dirty Head songs. You just have to wait another songs,
one of which is the track that we just did with Amy from The Interrupters and Travis Barker. So that's going to be a fun one. I think you guys are really going to enjoy the track. It turned out awesome. So super excited to get that new music out to you guys and super excited to bring on our guest. Let's do this.
So let's do it. This is a... I mean, kind of a local guy. He's a Southern California guy, started out as an acoustic kind of dude doing shows by himself, but now he has a band, right? He's fresh off tour. He did a few shows in Arizona. He comes into the studio today. We got Kyle Smith. What's up, Kyle Smith?
What's happening, yo?
What's happening? So yeah, they had a show last night in Scottsdale, woke up at 6 a.m, you said, and got on the road and came straight here. Which is, what is that, like a 6-hour drive?
12:15, we made it.
Nice. You slid right in, perfect timing.
Yeah, so thank you, man. We really appreciate you coming down and doing it.
Thank you guys for having me, man. Thank you so much.
So real quick, you just got back. You did 3 shows, right? And this is with the full band?
Thursday was an acoustic jam. Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, we had the full band deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got my boys with me pretty almost... 60% of the time, 70% of the time now.
Sweet.
So,
how were the shows?
Thursday was cool. I mean, Ventura, the hometown, home field advantage, it's kind of hit and miss sometimes.
Yep.
But we did pretty good. And it was outdoor, front patio of a brewery type deal.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Pretty dope. So we just got to get weird and just loop a bunch of weird covers and shit. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
Just take advantage of the acoustic set. And then Saturday in Sacramento/Fair Oaks area was pretty raging. They made that shit feel like a little mini festival.
Oh, so. Nice. Hell yeah.
And then last night was cool, man. We just had like a little kind of backyard oasis type feel. And it was at this nice house in Scottsdale. So that's been the shit lately, man. It's been these private events since things are slowly getting back to normal. You
that's
know?
Awesome, man. Isn't it nice to just be like, oh my God. We're going to get back out there.
It's so cool to have people come in because, Duddy and I have been having musical guests again for a while. Obviously, we had no guests for a minute because COVID. Everyone was scared to see each other. Yep. And we got it. We were in that boat too. We've had guests back for a while, but we haven't had anyone be able to come in and go, just got off a tour until recently. We've had a couple guests that actually are fresh off some shows and have some shows coming up. So it's just awesome to be talking about music again like it's a thing.
Live music is a thing.
Like it's a thing.
Live music is a thing again.
So what else? You just got back from Arizona. Any shows coming up that you want to talk about real quick?
Oh, shit. What do we got? I'm going up to Seattle this weekend coming up. So Saturday night, I'll be up in Arlington, Washington. And that's, 30, 40 miles north of Seattle somewhere at this place called the Mirkwood. So we'll be playing an acoustic set up there. And then the following Friday, actually, June 18th, we'll be in Melbourne, Florida with the Supervillains.
Oh, fuck, nice.
Dude. You're everywhere.
Super stoked. Well, I mean,
you're like all darting all over the place.
Weekends, man. You know,
gotta take the shows when you can, you know?
Yeah. I mean, still got, still doing full-time work and everything on top of all the music madness. So it's every Friday we're red-eyeing to wherever the fuck we got to be. And then back at it Sunday evening,
Damn, so. That's the hustle right there.
Dude, That's fucking rad to hear. That's inspiring stuff. You're just grinding it out hard on the weekends, working all week, making it work.
Yeah, we got to do what we got to do, man. No matter what, we got a made up mind. So
nice, man. That's awesome. What's up with like any new music in the future coming out?
Dude, I've been working on a full length for like 2 years, and we finally got like 14 tracks wrapped up to drop in September.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, there so it I'm is. Really, really excited. Actually, Lou was a part of a couple of them there too.
Nice. And, yeah. I mean, Lou's Dog. The man.
Yep. 17th Street. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. He's such a talented guy.
And then, man, I've just been, got to work over at Kona Town with the Pepper guys, with Jeff and Bates and Neeson and those guys. And, I've just been doing everything I can to make sure that the shit is polished before I put it out for everybody, you know?
That's a good idea, man. There's no rush.
Yep.
Make sure you're super stoked on every song before you drop that thing.
We rushed it before, man. We learned the hard way.
Smart and perfect timing to take a break from not putting anything out.
Dude,
and that was
another
thing with all the bands. Nope. Everyone was just sitting on albums waiting for this time to drop them, you know? So it kind of all worked out for you in that way.
It was a pretty turbulent time, man. I think there was a good 9 months there where people are like, we shouldn't be trying to grab people's attention right now with the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's funny. Everyone did live streams. Everyone did live streams. And then it was like, all right, we all already did live streams. Shit.
Dude, I remember. Yeah,
can't keep doing live streams forever.
And, you know, and bless their hearts, you know, like, you know, people at our label and stuff like that, you know, they're just trying to stay busy. There was nothing going on. So it was just like constant emails and calls about, you got to do this live stream and this live stream. And then I got to the point where I was like, hey, I'm fucking done with live streams, guys.
We stream.
People are probably sick of looking at me live streaming. So
that's good. And labels, they have to look like they're working.
And that's what I said. I got bless their hearts. They're trying. There was nothing else to do. So it was like, well, fucking, how about another live stream? And you're like, okay.
It's an exciting time, dude. It does feel like the sun is coming through the clouds. Kyle's got a tan. He's fresh home from Arizona playing shows. He's got another friend, Kyle, too. It's two Kyles walked in. He's passing out almost on a chair. They're exhausted from touring. Duddy's got a glow about him. He's about to go on tour.
Yep. The pre-tour
good times. Good times, guys. Well, all right. So we kind of know what's going on with you now. I guess real quick, name for the album, anything you want to say, or is that not ready yet?
You know what? I mean, I was thinking Left Out. I could be wrong, but I thought Left Out was kind of a dope name. It's kind of like an overall, I don't know, you know, I like to stick to a theme, and my theme is like, you know, weirdo misfit type shit, you know? And I think Left Out seemed like a cool album name, but don't hold me to it. If anybody's listening, and they're tentatively don't hold me to it.
Name. So now let's get a quick history. So Ventura, born and raised, you're from Ventura, California. For anyone listening that doesn't know, is just up the coast from us, hour and a half. If that, I mean, if no traffic, you're flying there and even less than that. Really cool beach town, killer venue there, Ventura Theater. Duddy and I have both played at Dirty Heads many times.
Yep.
And anyway, rad surfy beach town. What's up with Ventura?
I've been there. Shit, I grew up there as a kid. Ventura County, Camarillo, Oxnard, like kind of bounced all over. But yeah, I've been living there for the past 6-7 years now. And before that, you know, I was always just following mom and dad, moving around, and, you know, Riverside, Redding, Long Beach. And then now we've been, it's like the longest I've ever lived in one place. You
know? Nice.
So it's a cool place to be, man.
It's
spot, man.
You get to afford it. So that's cool.
And then what's music like in Ventura? Is that where you started doing your thing?
Yeah, dude, the first time I ever got on stage in front of anybody was in Ventura, a venue called Discovery. And I think they had a hard time keeping the doors open, but they're going to be reinvented, and it's going to be like a whole new, I see them, you know, putting in work in there. Now that things are starting to open back up, it's like somebody's fucking working in there, and they're going to open
again.
They're
going to do something. How old were you on that first show?
That's a good question. I was 20... I want to say 24.
Okay.
It was only 3-4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it had to be, because you've only been in Ventura, you say like 6 years, right?
Yeah, okay.
You started music
like 3-4
years ago. So your first time ever playing a show was just 3-4 years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Just jamming in your room and stuff like that until that point.
Yeah. You know what? It was always, you know, as a teenager, panhandling everywhere, you know what I mean? And making money for weed and shit, like just going to Hollywood when I was like 13 and just like getting dropped off for the day and going and jamming on Sunset and all that shit. And then, I never really got on a stage or released any music of my own until like 3 years ago.
Wow. Nice. So, well, you've made like a nice little name for yourself in 3 years.
Tried, man. Shit.
Yeah. Very cool, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
So that's it. So you start jamming on the street corners, obviously, when you're younger, but then you start playing at little venues in Ventura 3 years ago.
Yep.
You start putting some songs together and getting, and you're, I'm assuming that you're just playing a lot of places in Ventura acoustically,
yep,
just to people eating at that bar, things like that, right?
Yep. Nailed it. Yep.
When do you get a band together?
So I actually met my current crew that I have now, which is Christopher Nishida. He plays bass with me, and Scott Brown, that he plays drums. Those dudes have been rolling tough with me and just had my back, like no matter what, since the day I met them. We met at an open mic, actually. They used to do this thing called Reggae Fusion Thursdays or something at that Discovery venue I was telling you about. Nice. So I came with my acoustic guitar one day and I was like, got a couple songs. I jumped on and like, I just did everything acoustic, and Scott, God bless him, he just said like, dude, you need like a band. You need some drums and some bass. And he's like, let me see if this guy, Chris, is down to play bass with you. And like, we rehearsed in a garage and had our first show literally like 2 weeks later. And I'm going to give a shout out to Chris. He was actually, his wife at the time was in labor during our first show.
Oh,
and
like, wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know anything about babies. So not in late. Okay. So she had the baby and he was at the hospital with the baby practicing bass lines, like while they were cleaning him off, basically. Oh, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
okay,
that kind of dude is like the fucking type of crew that I have, and that's like how lucky we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Oh my God. I have an image of his wife pushing the baby out. He's behind the doctor with the bass strap on. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. He's down.
Yeah. He was down, man. Still to this day, man.
Yeah. So that's cool. They're just other musicians happen to be at this place. Yep. You play. And then they're Ventura guys.
Yes.
Nice
one. Yeah, local guys. So
very cool, man. Well, shit.
So this is a quick ass thing then. You've just been doing this for 3 years, basically. The Kyle Smith.
Almost four. Yeah,
almost
yeah,
four.
So I put my first time I ever put any music out was I did a self-titled EP in 2017, and it came out December 2017. It was just, you know, Kyle Smith EP, self-titled. Yep. There was five songs on there. One of them, like Dope Fiend and Jaded, probably did like the best out of that one. They're like a couple of my tunes. And ever since then, I've dropped a couple singles here and there over the past few years, but I've really just been like chipping away at this fucking full length, man.
Nice.
And
first and album coming.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited. We got, you know, Opie doing the album artwork
Very cool.
Like, yeah. So I want to do it right. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. Yeah, man. Dude, good for you. Dude.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Well, shoot. Let's fucking get into some music really quick.
So what song do you want to play? We'll do a song right now.
Since we're talking about it, you know what? Let's get, let's throw Jaded out there. We might as well on this one.
Right on. This is on your first EP you put
this
out.
This is on the first EP. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about the song before we go into it?
This is the super weird acoustic looping version. So, I wrote it about, you know, just being a young kid in Long Beach and, you know, I lived in Long Beach from when I was like 16 to when I was 20, and I was going through a lot of turbulent shit at the time. And it's kind of like a jam about just like, you know, what a lot of young people are dealing with, an addiction and you know, just the kind of like street life that I've been so fucking disassociated from for like 7 years now. Yeah. You know, I say street life, I sound like such a nerd now, I love it. that's basically the whole theme of the tune. So it's called Jaded.
Right on. Let's hear some music.
Let's go.
Hey, where you from? Think you might it end it up on the wrong side of town. What you gon' grab your gun? My feel it to pay me, I ain't looking but I feel a countdown. Say my feel it to pay me, I ain't looking but I feel a countdown. Coming over to the dark side, where we struggling every day. Tell you all about this paradise, but I promise you won't feel no pain. Let me get wrapped up in your chaos. Nobody makes it up, love. Can't see no way out, and nobody wanna save us. How do I survive? Whoa. How do I survive? Yeah. I backs of the jaded are leading the blind. When the sick boys are guiding the weak, yet the coolest are leading the kind. And when the cop is all arriving, nobody speaks. When the cop is all arriving, nobody speaks. When the cop is all arriving, still don't see no other way. Ready to be all the way. I swear some things will never change. Won't you know, yeah. But I'm gonna break that shit today. But na 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 no, ow, ow. But I'm gonna break that shit today. No, 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 no. Oh, yeah, yeah. Said the jaded are leading the blind. When the sick boys are guiding the weak. Yet the coolest are leading the kind. And when the cop is all arriving, nobody speaks. 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 When the cop is all arriving, yeah. Oh, whoa, yeah.
Yes, that was awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my man.
Man, that sounded great. I love the looping. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I got to try that.
It's tough, man. It's
like, his feet are working on those songs. Yeah.
It's a mathematical equation the whole time sometimes, man.
Dude, yeah, so for those of you that are just listening to the podcast and you're not watching it, that's just one guitar. One guy playing one guitar.
That's just Kyle sitting there with a guitar. Yeah,
so very cool, man. Thank you so much. And you know what else is really cool?
What's that?
This next segment, Jake.
This is it's the same old segment, but with a new little twisty poo.
You know what? You guys remember conspiracy query, right? We're still going to kind of do that, but we've realized that this isn't a conspiracy, and they haven't been.
We've ran out of conspiracy queries long ago.
Scary stuff.
That's right. So we've now if there's another conspiracy query that Duddy needs to just he'll do the high pitch thing, but today he's bringing you
scary stuff. So what I do is I do the same thing that I did with the conspiracy queries. I spin the globe.
There's nowhere he won't go.
I put my finger down, and wherever my finger lands, yep, I go there. I talk to the locals and I ask them about scary stuff.
You get straight to the heart of it. He walks down the center of the street, of the main street of whatever city his finger touches. And there's like a tumbleweed goes by and people kind of peer out of the windows. Who's this man? And he screams, "I'm looking for scary stuff." Right, Duddy?
I'm here for scary stuff. And I need you to tell me about it. And I went this time, I spun the globe and it landed on Central America.
Why are you laughing at Central America?
Huh? And guess what I found?
You're laughing
there
at what
guess
we're seeing.
What I found in Central America?
Scary stuff.
A wind tosser.
Yeah.
If Central America. If you don't know what a wind tosser is, or if you want to see a picture of one, you can go over to our friends over at backpackerverse.com.
And Luke, scroll back up. Let's describe. A lot of people just listen, Duddy. Duddy, you try first, and Kyle will try.
It would be like if a lion mated with a wiener dog, and that it is had that. 10 limbs.
Dude, that's a good description. It is a really long lion. It's way too long in the middle. And just imagine a lion, a really long wiener dog lion standing there. And then imagine another lion's feet coming out of the top of its back upward. That's what we're looking at, right?
It's
Kyle,
a weird thing.
Can you do, is that a good, dude, is I, you, what are you seeing?
I got to go for a tree trunk with a lion stuck in
it's
it.
It's a tree trunk. Okay. It's right. A sideways tree trunk with legs. Yes. A winner.
The branches are fucking feet.
Other
dude.
Lions are trying to get out of the tree trunk.
God.
Okay, let's go. Let's
what
find
is this
out
creature,
about the wind
Duddy,
tosser.
From Central America?
First mentioned in a lumberjack tale.
Oh, there you go.
Recounted in Fearsome Creatures of the Lumber Woods. The Central American wind tosser has been known to journey as far as north as California.
What? Wow. Watch your backs, y'all.
The cryptid is thought to live in packs. Oh, there's more than one of these things. And has a triangular body with a short tail. Body.
This is the worst creature.
The most notable feature of the beast is its 10 legs. Limbs sprout off of the creature's body every angle, allowing it to quickly run through any terrain. Why would you need legs on your back to run? So
if you're running through full circular terrain, this thing will really get you.
It can even use its sharp claws to walk upside down or on walls. All right.
Pretty tight.
Wind tosser is said to be very aggressive and best be avoided. According to the lumberjacks, the best way to take down a wind tosser is by trapping it in a pipe or chimney. The beast will try to walk in every direction at once and tear itself apart.
The only way to stop it is to trap it in a chimney.
Like what? Is it explodes. How did it get in the chimney? Like
what did people do before there were chimneys? Were they just being wind mauled tusser, by
hurry,
wind?
Grab your pipe. Yeah. I picture like a bong.
Like you've brought us a lot of scary stuff, Duddy, over the years.
Yeah.
This is the worst scary thing you've ever brought. This creature sucks, man. No,
it's a wind tosser.
Luke, can you screenshot this creature and somehow put it on a story on our Instagram? People need to see this creature and ask themselves why it exists.
And why is it so aggressive? You're like, dude, you got legs coming out your back.
That's why it's been made fun of for years. It just sees people and it just assumes, why are you looking at me like that? And attacks. I got 10 legs. What of it, man? Just attacks. Kyle, are you scared? Are you?
I'm terrified, man.
Dude. All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, best
avoid it. I love that.
Yeah. Wind tosser sounds like something an elderly Englishman would yell at. Yeah, get off my fucking wind tossers. It sounds like a British diss, you know, an old timey British diss.
I thought wind tosser was another name for like a fart.
Oh my god. Dude, bit of a wind tosser, bro. My friend Hank's a bit of a wind tosser. So if you guys smell. Yeah, that's true. Well,
if you think that the wind tosser is scary, Kyle actually has a
Kyle's going to say?
Are we going to bring up Ojai right now?
We're going to bring up Ojai. Tell everyone about Ojai firstly. Ojai is an awesome like hippie style community in a valley. Maybe Kyle could say it better because it is attached to Ventura.
Yeah.
It's in the valley right behind Ventura Mountains.
You're like 10 miles, like maybe 8 miles behind Ventura. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you keep going on the 101, you hit the 33. So you're going straight up the coast and then you shoot a right into the mountains. You know what I mean? And then another 8 miles and a lot of ranch life, a lot more, you know, older style buildings, a lot more open space, obviously a bunch of hiking trails. There's all kinds of shit to do out there, man. And
beautiful little town, man.
Yeah. Yeah. People go out there, just kind of chill out and drink wine and kick it, you know? Yep. So we have, what we have in Ojai is a man by the name of Charman.
Yeah. Luke, see if you can pull Ojai Charman too while Kyle's telling us about him.
They'll be able to explain a lot more than I know because my information is limited right now.
I think it's like OH.
So what do you got?
OJAI.
AI. Yeah.
What was that? Sorry.
No, I was saying, so what do you know about Charman?
So what I have on the Charman is that he was a dude that was burned down in his house, right? So like, I forget what the urban legend is, but there's this campground called Camp Comfort. Yep, along Creek Road there. Look, there he is.
There he is.
Luke found on weirdus.com. Yeah, he found a nice little thing with, okay, cool. So he was burned alive.
Yep. Apparently by a bunch of, I don't remember exactly how the story goes, but burned alive by either a bunch of kids that like trapped him in his house and lit the house on fire or some shit, kind of like some Freddy Krueger shit.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
And so apparently people find ashes in like weird places where there's no fires. Like if you're down on this Creek Road where he's supposedly hiding at, right? So, there's a band out there called Charman too. There's like all kinds.
There's
hot sauce. There's a band. There's all kinds of Charman themed shit like hidden in Ojai now, right?
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Luke, can you scroll down a little? I just want to see if we can find more information. Thanks.
My lady has a story where she told me one night they were like down there by the river, and on the bed of the truck there was like ashes out of nowhere, and everybody's like, where the fuck did this come from? Like, there was no fire recently. Nobody was burning anything. I was like, it has to be Charman, dude.
Wow. Luke, scroll up one more time. Sorry, Kyle's doing a good job of letting you know.
No, I'm trying.
If there's any like in between facts on this page here, but what you said was great. I mean, it is a dude who definitely got burned. And it does say on this article on backpackerverse.com about Charman, it does say that the locals of Ojai like swear that this is legit.
Yeah.
It's one of these deals. So due to the isolation of Ojai Limited, sorry guys, we're podcast listeners. We are kind of reading through this, but I like Charman, dude. Charman
would kick the shit out of a wind tosser.
You know Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion? Yes. It sounds like something he would call someone. Deontay Wilder's a bit of a wind tosser.
Oh, man. Okay.
A real wind tosser.
A real wind tosser he is. Okay, you guys. We got something fun here coming up next. I've told you guys before, if you have any scary stories, anytime in your life you think possibly you saw like a ghost or an alien or just anything scary, you can send us your story, an audio version of your story. Send it to feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com and we will play it on the show if it's a good story.
It meets a couple criteria.
If your story's 10 minutes long, not going to happen.
We shan't even listen.
One of these people who likes to say fuck every other word, we can't play that.
Duddy and I say the F word.
Yes.
Yeah, we say the F word and a perfectly timed F bomb.
I was fucking get this house and it's fucking scary and fucking ghosts.
We've had a few of these, Kyle.
I feel like that's me today, but I'm gonna clean it up a little bit.
I haven't noticed that at all. Luke, edit out Kyle's every third fucking video he's dropped.
Yeah, so send us an audio version of your story and we'll play it. And we're gonna do that right now.
Under 2 minutes. And the further under, the better. And that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're really fair and loosey-goosey here, but we do have a listener scary story. Luke, it doesn't say on here. Was it sent to us by T-Bird?
All right.
Longtime listener T-Bird out of Florida. She's one of our favorites, and here's a scary story by her. Here we go.
Hey guys, how's it going? I have a funny ghost story, but kind of creepy. My nephew had a house in Ocala, Florida. It was in the historic district, so it was incredibly old. I had to get up in the attic one day, and I looked down to this hole, and it was like a little room that they had made, but there was no door to it. So we got to looking around in the cabinets in the kitchen. There was a little like slot that they had patched up. I guess they were feeding people through there. I don't know what it was for. We don't know. I have seen water turn on by itself in this house. The garbage can lid would fling around in a circle. My nephew's wife would rock their baby in a rocking chair and it would just take her across the whole room. We could not get it to do it. No matter how hard we rocked, we tried to get it to do it with us. It would only do it with her. And so this one night they had a friend stay over. She was sleeping in the living room on the couch. She had a baby recently, still nursing. And she gets up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. No one's around. So she pops her titty out, starts nursing the baby. All of a sudden she hears, "Good Lord." She looks around, doesn't go tell them that she's leaving, but she dipped. She got the hell out of the house.
Good Lord.
They woke up. She's gone. They don't know what happened to her. They call her. She's like, you guys have a ghost in your house and I'm never coming back there. So since all the other stuff started was happening, we were like, let's look into it. And when we did, they found out that there was indeed a black gentleman that had passed away in that house. So he's been haunting that house. He got him a good titty shot. That's the end of the story.
Oh my God. Good Lord.
That lends more credibility to what we've always said. Why wouldn't a ghost check out boobs and shit? Remember, like,
that's all I would do if I was a ghost.
There was one ghost that we talked about, Kyle, previously on the show, where I think he was accused of peeping or something. I was like, what the fuck? That's what I would do. I mean, what else would you use your ghostliness for?
Hey.
Are you really just going to be in someone's attic going, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're going to be in the shower at all times waiting for someone to come in the shower.
You wouldn't even know I was there if I was a ghost.
There's probably ghosts in the shower every time I shower, looking at my stuff.
Checking out the beehole. but yeah, so that's insane.
In the attic, looking down and seeing a little room with no doors to it.
That part was creepy.
That's kind of creepy. And it reminds me of People Under the Stairs.
Dude, yes. I remember we've talked about that movie, yes. I believe, on this show before. It was a creepy one. Do you ever remember this movie?
People Under the Stairs?
People Under the Stairs.
No. Mm-mm.
How old are you?
You're younger than Duddy.
I'm 28.
And I. Okay, yeah. You're
fucking way younger than Duddy.
Born in 93.
Okay, yeah.
Look at you, a little baby boy.
A little before your time then.
Yeah, a little
bit. Yeah, if you're out there and you like scary movies.
I know the band. Shit.
People Under the Stairs.
It's from the movie.
Yeah,
it's a really creepy, cool movie. And it totally reminded me of that. And I like how she said there was a little slot that led to some cupboards or something. Like they were feeding people through. I'm like, okay.
That's one of those. Cause like we love horror films in my house and my kids love them too. But that was one that I remember I watched with my kids and my youngest, like my son, he had to sleep in our bed a couple nights. That one got him.
It's one of those horror movies that it's not a monster. It's just people that are scary. And those are always more effective because you're like, that could happen to me.
Yes.
So Jack's watching it as a young kid going, like, that could happen to me.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah, that's a great movie. People Under the Stairs. So good story, T-Bird. You're the shit. Thank you for that.
He said, goddamn.
Yeah, good Lord. All right, so, Kyle. Well, Kyle also has a scary story.
Do you want to tell the Charman was great? What do you think? You had another story that it's dark, you said.
It's a little dark, but I mean, shit, it was scary.
Hey,
well,
man,
let's fucking hear it. Okay. Who the hell are we?
So, all right. So we're going to start with this one time. No. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we used to party a lot over here in Long Beach when I was a teenager, right? And we showed up. We went to this house. I want to say house party. I say house party. We get there and there's this empty house with no furniture, right? And there's one dude like blacked out with an empty handle of like tequila in his hand, right? Me and my three buddies, we were like 16, 17, just like skating around, you know? And we get to this, everybody was talking about this kickback that some guy was having and we get there and it's just this empty house. This dude is like blacked out and he's got like guns sitting in the corner of the house, right? And so like immediately, like the first thing you do as a 17 year old, at least for me as a 17 year old, I'm like, all right, I'm cool with this shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's fine, that's normal, no big deal.
They're gonna shoot us. It's a gun, no big deal.
Guns, whatever.
He's blacked out, what's he gonna do?
Yeah, he's asleep.
Is there anything left in that tequila bottle?
Yeah, no shit. He's like raging and the dude just starts getting weird and he just starts talking a bunch of shit and he was just like, I'm trying to make this dark story sound as funny and happy as possible.
To suck the I know. He was like, this might be too dark.
Out of this story right now.
So let me get this straight though, real quick. Is there anyone else here partying?
Dude, there's like three of us, like 17 year old kids.
Yeah.
There's one girl,
one friend of mine who's a dude, and then me.
So you get there and then the guy who told you about it is there. It's just, it's real weak and lame. Weird. And there's barely anyone
just
there.
Just weird. Just one guy drinking by himself, blacked out. You know what I mean? There's no furniture in the whole house, like I said. And
how old is this guy?
He's like 35.
Okay.
Or like 40 maybe.
It's his place. I mean?
So for some reason, this guy has a 17-year-old kid's kicking it at his pad. You know what I mean?
This is creepy.
And he even said it out loud. He's like, what are all these fucking kids doing here? And he was like super just like delusional out of his mind, you know? And so the dude grabs his gun in the corner and he like, you know, my buddy Daryl actually at the time, Daryl passes out in this dude's like couch like this, right? Daryl drank so much, he throws up kind of like on his couch and like on himself, you know, and he's just like out. He's like out, you know, and the dude goes like this and I'm standing right there and he pulls the trigger and nothing fucking went off. And like, I literally.
So this guy was going to shoot Daryl.
Well, I don't know if he was just like trying to play mind games
like
or whatever.
He
must have known or something.
Yeah.
But he was like, he's like, man, he's like, what are all these kids doing here? Like, you fucking pussies, da 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 da. And he just, and like my heart just like, you know, like, I don't know if you guys ever had that feeling where you're just like, I'm about to die. That was just like, whew, like all the blood in my whole body just like fell right out. And I was just like, Darren, we got to get the fuck out of here, dude, right now. And so we literally left like immediately. But yeah, but yeah, it was that was probably like one of the scariest things that's ever fucking happened.
I love it though, how you get, so you're like, we hung out there and drank anyway. Yeah. That's what you do when you're, we've done that.
What else are you going to do?
I think we like slowly left, like acting like nothing was wrong. We didn't want to like set him off by leaving too quickly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we were going to be like, all right, fuck you, we're out of here. Then he would have like really lost his shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh yeah, there's an art to leaving a scary situation. Dude. You have to back out slowly and just like, I'm going to grab something out of my car and then fucking.
Yes.
Yep.
No, you were right to do that. That is a sketchy moment.
That's a good one.
I'm picturing a dark, just depressing living room, lowly, low light. And just a few teenagers just need to get drunk somewhere. So you have to drink there.
It was weird, dude. It was weird.
That is a horrifying thing.
Sorry for
that. Was dark, man. That.
Feeling bad with Duddy today, you know, dude.
Really shit on the vibe, Kyle.
Well, you know what? We'll switch the vibe up right now. Let's play some more music.
Okay, cool.
What song do you think would be good to play after that story?
After that story?
The guy had a guitar in the other corner. I wrote this song.
Yeah, no shit. We should have done Jaded after that one. God damn. Let's do Make It Through, because Make It Through is kind of like a little bit more of a punk rock tune that I wrote. And it's about not giving up no matter what. And I kind of wrote it like right before COVID, man. It was kind of weird how it all happened and how like everything that hit the fan kind of correlated to the lyrics. So we'll do the acoustic version of that one.
Awesome. Right on. Let's do it.
Tell me why must I hold on? There ain't no fucking doubt the good times are gone. They've all been wrecked and laid to waste. Still I'll keep trudging while I hide this fucking face. This ain't what I thought life was gonna be. From all the high dives, straight to pain and misery. It's like a fucking roller coaster every day. Hold on, I ain't strapped in. If I can just please make it through today. Gonna make it through today. Tell me, what have I done wrong? We tried so hard but thought we got for so damn long. It's all been ripped straight from our hands. Middle fingers up as fuck, come on and take a stand. The same boot I thought life was gonna be. From all the high dives, straight to pain and misery. It's like a fucking roller coaster every day. Hold on, I ain't strapped in. If I can just please make it through today. Gonna make it through today. The light you saw before is starting to get dim. Keep banging on the doors and they don't let you in. Wish you could take it back, but now is all we got. No second chances, cause today's your only shot. This ain't what I thought life was gonna be. From all the high dives, straight to pain and misery. It's like a fucking roller coaster every day. Hold on, I ain't strapped in. If I can just please make it through today.
All right, this week's episode of Feeling Good with Duddy is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the undisputed champ in men's below-the-waist grooming. And they just happened to send us a couple of their newest lawnmowers 4.0. These things are amazing. They feel great. You take it out of the package, you feel like you really got something special. And speaking of special, Father's Day is coming up. That's right, ladies. If you got someone special out there in your life and you do not know what to get him, is there a better gift? I don't think there is. The Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. This thing is amazing. Jake, I know you've been trying it. What's some of the things you love about it?
Okay, I'm a barber, guys, so I know a good pair of clippers in when it's in my hand. And I put this thing to the test. I took it in the shower because it says it's waterproof.
It is.
I want to make sure it is. It certainly is waterproof. It does have an LED light on it. So wherever you're shaving, there's a little light. I turn the lights off in the shower. I said, if I'm testing this thing, I'm testing it in the dark. If it's a zombie apocalypse, I want to groom.
Yes.
I'll groom the zombies as long as the battery lasts. And it's a long lasting battery. Used it multiple times already. So it works everywhere there. Probably my favorite feature is a little simple one. It has a lock on it. So if you're traveling, it doesn't accidentally get turned on.
That happens.
And then you try to shave, no battery. You just click the button three times, pam, 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 it's locked. And then you got to do a triple click to unlock it. That was kind of my favorite thing. I just thought that was super smart. The clipper's great. It didn't pinch at all. It's powerful. I'm perfectly shaven. It's waterproof. The light works great. I can't say enough. And it is Father's Day. I can't imagine a better thing. It's kind of the gift that's for the wife and the husband, or the husband and the husband.
Yeah, either way.
Either way.
What? Like you said, it's a gift not only for him, it's a gift for you as well. It's a gift for both of you. And right now, go and get 20% off and free shipping with code DUDDYB at manscaped.com. That's right. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DUDDYB and unlock your confidence and always use the right tool for the job with Manscaped. All right, here we go. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one. I use it every day. You've heard me talk about it. I take the drops in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I love the way it makes me feel. I get aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers all the time from just playing guitar a lot, playing sports. I'm getting older. I got some aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers, but I've noticed it happens a lot less since I've been on a steady diet of Koi CBD. And even though it happens less, it still does happen sometimes. And when it does, they have so many amazing rubs and creams that, you know, you can just put on. It's one of those things where you rub it on, you don't think about it. 20 minutes later, you're just like, wow, it doesn't really hurt anymore. It's awesome. And it's much healthier for you than over-the-counter pills. So if you are out there, you got a bunch of aches and pains and you're looking for a healthier way to get rid of them, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. Also, plug-ins keychains. Awesome product, guys. They have a product called the Jack Rack. What this is like a replica to a guitar amp head. They have Fender, they have Marshall. They look amazing. They're not big and bulky. You hang it up on your wall, and it comes with four keychains and has four quarter-inch cable input. So you put your keys on it. You got a little quarter-inch cable keychain now on your keys. When you get home, you just plug it right into your amp, and when you're gonna go anywhere, you know exactly where it's at. It's on your Jack Rack that's on your wall that you got from plugins keychains.com, and that is with a Z, and it is plural. That is PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every order for the rest of your life. Jake, you heard it here, people. Right on. Welcome back. We've got some fun stuff here.
We've got, you thought we had a lot of scary stories this week.
Yeah.
We've got as many poop stories.
Could be equally scary. These are, this is, it's time. Hey, and just like I said before with the scary stories, you can send us your audio. If you have shat yourself in a funny way, if you've pooped your pants and you have a funny story about it and you want to record an audio version of it, just like the scary ones, and send it to feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com, we will play your poop your pants story, just like we're going to do from this next listener who sent us a story. Who is this, Luke?
Jacob Pena, long time
listener, legend of the show. Let's hear it.
Duddy and I have not heard this one yet.
Luke has
cleared it and says that it's okay to go. So let's see. Jacob Pena, where are you? Poop story. Here we go, guys.
Hello, my name is Jacob, and this is my shit my pants story. So my best friend Michael was just in town for 2 weeks from Germany. I had to drop him back off at the airport, so we decided to get trashed the last night.
Well, this just happened.
Well, that's never a fresh good idea, and we had to wake up at 6 a.m., but we ended up going to bed at 3. So when I woke up, I'm still drunk. I'm getting rushed along. I told him I needed a water and two shit. So I tried to. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's rolling out. It's just clogged up back there. I'm pushing and pushing. Nothing's happening. So I said, screw it. Let's just go. Pass Michael the keys since I'm still drunk, and he drives us both up to LAX for his flight. Well, we get there. Everything's fine. I was hurting the whole way up, but I was pulling through for my boy. And we switch, start heading out. Well, I'm trying to find a Chevron nearby because I have a gas card for it, so I can get gas and go to the bathroom. One of the closest ones off Crenshaw Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to get off there because it's Crenshaw Boulevard. And so I just kept going. About 5 minutes past that exit, and I sneeze. First one's fine. I get to the third sneeze, and that's when everything just kind of released. So I'm sitting in board shorts, no underwear, just sitting and shit in my truck.
Finally, sitting and shit.
The closest Chevron, which isn't too much further. It's about 5 to 10 minutes away. So I finally get there, and I park in a normal spot because I'm not about to get gas first. Walk into the bathroom, grab the other pair of board shorts in the back, and I change and throw the poopy ones out. Well, I didn't realize that everyone in the store smelt me walking in.
Oh.
And they saw what was happening. All in all, just not a fun time.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that's how he fucking ended it.
All in all, not a fun time.
He ended it like the ski instructor from South Park.
I was waiting for a butt.
Gonna have a bad time.
Yeah. I was waiting for a butt. You know?
Yeah, no, dude, the sneeze shit is, you can just,
You're not gonna have like a little bit come out if you sneeze. That's an explosion.
Yeah.
That's a volcanic.
And we've all been in that position where you're just like still drunk. You just woke up. You're not in control of your body at that point. You're just barely hanging on. You're choop. Oh God, no.
I always have a memory. I always have a dirty head's memory when someone says that we went to bed at 3. We had to be up at 6. Yep. Flight. I remember something. I think it was Chicago and we flew there with you guys. It was like 2010. Yeah. I just remember being out all night and raging and us getting back to our hotel and being like, you guys are going to be back in the lobby in 2.5 hours because the shuttle's here.
All the time.
It always reminds me of that moment when you're like, there's no reason to try to close your eyes here tonight.
There's been so many times I can't even count where it's just been like, why even go to bed?
Why go to bed? It might be worse.
We have to wake up at 4:30 to get to the airport and it's 3.
Yeah. It's like,
we're just staying up.
Might be worse.
Yeah. Grab another beer. Let's go.
And then you sneeze. Shit, dude. Yeah,
so that is funny story. Thank you, Mr. Pena.
And you know what? Claps for Mr. Pena. I don't even know
for Mr. Pena.
Good job, buddy.
And now,
well told as well.
Let's
yeah, nicely done, sir.
All right. Well,
and Kyle's got one for
Kyle
us.
Kyle has also made an accident in his pants, and he's going to let us know about it right now.
And it was another one of these. Hey, Kyle, when people come on our show, they do often tell us that they poop their pants. So if you have a poop story, I got a gnarly one. He immediately just said, I accept, I will share.
Without hesitation.
Yeah, no hesitation.
I was like, should I even fucking do it?
Oh, nope, okay. Just right in head first. I've done that, I'll tell you all.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Okay. It's your turn, man.
Oh my God.
You're up. Okay.
Well, we're getting butt naked on Feeling Good with Duddy today, so let's do this. Okay, so I got to just be upfront, and I just got to say that hard drugs were a very, very, a huge driving force of what happened. Okay. So, 19 years old, Long Beach, California, Second Street, Belmont Shore, very, very populated area, right?
Yes,
very busy, very boulevard, people walking, you know, it's probably one of the busier places in Long Beach. Being the addict that I was at the time, was out there spanging, right, doing my thing out there with my sign. I had the whole, you know, the sign, the guitar case, the whole shit, right? I live a lot differently now.
Yeah.
And I get there's this thing when you're doing opiates where when you don't have opiates, you're just, everything falls right out of you. You know what I mean? And if anybody has experienced withdrawals, they know what I'm talking about. I'm sure a handful of people listening know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. And so this guy walks by and he says, hey, buddy, there's a bunch of change like on the ground over there. Cause he could tell that I was like hurting, you know?
Yeah.
So I get up, and when I get up, I feel this like, you know what I mean? Like right there. There's a thing about like when you're using that, like, at least with, I'm just going to say it, like I used, you know, I'm a recovering addict. So like my thing when I was 18, 19 was heroin, and I've been clean for almost 8 years now. So that was like, you know, a completely different life. And I wouldn't even bring it up, but it's totally necessary for the story. So, there's this thing that when you know you're about to fix, you like suddenly have to shit, right? I get up, I start walking down the street. I feel that shift. I feel that shift down there. And I'm like, there's fucking no way. I find the quarters he's talking about. I go to pick them up and they're super glued to the fucking ground.
Oh.
And I was like, it was like my last like $1.50 that I needed to make for the day to be able to get on the bus and do my, you know, get my sack and shit.
Yeah.
So I get down there and immediately I'm just like, fuck. And I go to pick the shit up. And when I sit, when I go back up, I feel like that gurgle. And I'm going to get really descriptive. I had no other choice than to right there in the middle of Second Street, pull my pants down.
No, and no, shit no.
All over the sidewalk. And there's fucking people. No. There's people driving by honking at me. There's people yelling out their windows.
Like, what the fuck?
There's girls screaming and running away from me. And I literally had, I couldn't do anything except pull my shit up and keep walking like nothing happened.
Dude, I
so and technically you didn't shit your pants.
You know what? I gotta say that there's what, definitely though? Some in there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There's definitely some in there.
Either way, it was already coming out by the time I was pulling down.
That's,
you know what
so
I mean?
Worth even if you'd missed all your pants. This qualifies.
This
I worked on Second Street. That's where my barber, American Vintage Barbershop that I worked at forever is right there on Belmont Shore on Second Street. It is. It's a full college place.
It's fully busy, dude. It's people that are normally like, they're like somewhat dressed nicely. They're going out
like
to a nice
ass
lunch
part
or
of town,
business
dude.
People or whatever. It's a nice part of town.
Families,
where people are out having
restaurants,
a good time.
Wowzers, dude.
Yeah.
Just,
it was insane.
Yeah.
And it was like,
that's heavy.
It was, it's hilarious now at the time. I mean, it was definitely one of the most fucking humiliating fucking points of my drug using career, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And
that'll clean you up,
dude. Almost. It wasn't enough. It was like a year after that everything changed, but that night I literally remember like the girl I was staying with, I didn't have a cell phone, so I used the payphone and I called. I was like, I'm having a bad night, you know what I mean? I'll never forget like that feeling of like getting on the bus in my shit, in literally in my own shit, and riding all the way home in that, and then like walking another like skating another 2-3 miles to the house. Like that was like the pun intended shittiest night of my life for sure, dude.
Wow. That is a tough one.
You know
what?
It's dark, but it can people we have a lot of listeners, that have, you know, could be down and out or have had troubled times. Sometimes I hear that it really helps to hear other people's shitty ass stories to just go, okay, look, dude, I'm not the only one who's been this low. Or, hey, man, Kyle had to shit on the side of the street in front of everybody. So darkest times. And now you're fucking feeling great, doing great,
playing
music,
man.
Got a band.
And when you are feeling bad, you know what makes you feel better?
What's that?
Music.
Let's hear
some more music right now. What song should we play next, Kyle?
You know what? Since that one was very, very fucking unusual, let's go for a song called Just Like Them. It is about not being normal.
Nice. Love it. Let's hear some music.
You know my eyes are bloodshot red, but I still be going strong. Told myself that I don't need no sleep till I'm dead, but I might be in my head all along. Once the world flies by, I might feel all alone, but I know it's gonna be alright. I got my head in my hands and I don't give a damn, but I guess it'll be up all night. Everybody say, but I guess it'll be up all night. Everybody say. Cause people never do what you want to do. None of them are into none of the same shit that you're into. They keep on tripping on the words that you say, cause I want you to be just like them, them, them. The jealous and the envious ruin their fucking mouths, but never let them ruin what your love is all about. Tell you that you're strange and they try to kiss you out, cause I want you to be just like them, 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 them. I said they want you, you don't want to. Want you to be just like them, 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 them. I said they need you, you don't need to. Need you to be just like, you don't fucking need to. I try to kick back, but I just can't relax. Life is so much shorter than we think. If I'm lucky enough, I'll get out and look back and be glad I spent it all on the brink. You can never sell your soul, you can never slow your roll. Telling you you're fucking out of control, just because you violated parole. Come on. People never do what you wanna do. None of them are into none of the same shit that you're into. They keep on tripping on the words that you say, cause they want you to be just like them, them, them. The jealous and the envious will run their fucking mouths. They'll never let them ruin what your love is all about. Tell you that you're strange and they'll try to kiss you out, cause they want you to be just like them, 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 them. I said they want you, you don't want to. Want you to be just like them, 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 them. I said they need you, you don't need to. Need you to be just like they am.
Oh, right on. I love that one. That one is awesome.
We have even another one. This is a four-song show.
We're
going
to hit you with a fourth song at the end of the show, but right now what we're going to do is we have some questions for Kyle that have come from our Patreon members. Guys, if you want to help the show out, if you're listening and you enjoy the show and you want four extra episodes a month, you can go over to our Patreon and sign up. It's $5 a month, but you do get four extra episodes. I also do guitar tutorials over there for the Dirty Heads. Nice. So if you want to learn how to play some Dirty Head songs, go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You could sign up there and it also just really helps the show keep going. So thank you guys. And these are now questions for Kyle.
Questions for
our Patreon members.
We got a pretty sweet little drop though. Kyle, check this song out.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
That's good, dude.
All right.
That's like, you guys know Richard Cheese?
Yeah, like Richard Cheese, dude.
That's amazing.
One of the guys from the barbershop used to like Richard Cheese. He would talk about
so
that, dude.
Funny. No, but so I'm going to look that guy up for sure.
So funny. Yeah, we got some questions for...
They like to ask this one with our guests now because they like you to break down who you are.
Yeah,
Allison Lynch says, who the fuck is Kyle Smith?
I love this. That's awesome. So Allison, I don't know. I mean, I let other people say that shit. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. How
stop asking
I'm a music lover. I'm a
stop
music
asking
lover.
Of our guests.
They're almost forcing you to third person yourself. Kyle Smith is a singer. Kyle Smith.
Yeah. We had a good one. It was like 2 weeks ago. It was Stony Banks. He had a pretty funny breakdown of who he was.
I'm
a butterer of biscuits.
Kyle Smith's a cool dude, man. You don't have to say anything about yourself.
Justin Palmer wants to know, any favorite collaborations you've done? Hope the sobriety is going strong. And it was awesome seeing you pop up in Ventura with Brett Bollinger.
Nice, dude. Thank you, Justin. You know what? On the full length, I'm just going to say it because I've already blabbed about it on social media and shit. I did get a Fat Lip from the Far Side.
Oh, dope.
On the album coming up.
That's rad. Far Side, I used to listen to Far Side all the time.
I'm pumped on that song. Fat Lip's like one of my favorite rappers of all time.
That's rad,
man. Derek,
I'm looking forward to hearing that. That's cool.
It's going to be, we're stoked on that one there, Justin. That's your answer there.
Dope. Donna Rivard says, did you ever in your wildest dreams think you would get clean and be where you are today? From one recovering addict to another, I'm so fucking proud of you.
Dude, she's so fucking badass.
That's awesome.
Man. Yeah. Of course she's on your Patreon, dude.
Of course.
She's diehard, man. Yeah. She's the real deal. Did I ever think in my wildest dreams that I would get clean and be where I am? I didn't think I'd be chilling here with fucking Duddy from the Dirty Heads, dude. I know that for a fact, man. I've been listening to these guys for a long time. And quick fun fact, right? So Cabin by the Sea, when I was literally like 3 days before I got picked up and put in a treatment center and shit, I went to fucking Best Buy. Like the last year that Best Buy was selling CDs, and I got that fucking Cabin by the Sea record, and I used that thing. I listened to that album on repeat the whole time I was in treatment.
Oh, that's awesome.
From like the whole 90 days I was there, dude. That was like the only thing that I had, you know? So,
dude, that's awesome.
That's sick.
So, yes, far beyond our wildest dreams, Donna. I appreciate you.
Right on. Travis Yoder says, seeing you work your ass off with keeping a normal office job, flying cross country for backyard gigs on weekends, shipping all your own merch, I just want to say bravo. Who have been a few artists that have helped you work through this last year? Besides the obvious Sublime and Fortunate Youth influences, who are some other bands and artists you look for inspiration?
Dude, you know what? You know who I've been listening to a lot of lately is NF. Do you know who NF is?
I don't
know. No?
No.
Okay, so it's just his initials. It's like Nate Feuerstein or something.
Okay.
But, he's breaking like pop charts right now, you know what I mean?
Nice,
okay. Definitely more all hip hop, right?
Okay.
So all hip hop artists.
I'll definitely look him up.
Dude, the dude is like just all lyrics just about motivation, drive, fucking, sorry, not giving up.
You cuss.
Yeah. Ever since you said the thing about the every three sentences, fucking, I'm like, clean it up, Kyle. But yeah, dude, NF has been a big one, like, inspiration wise. I mean, just any band, like, you know, you guys, Stupid, like any guy, any band that has like made it, you know what I mean? And knows what it's like to tough it out in the van for a decade.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I know I've seen countless interviews and, you know, I've had so many conversations with like John Phillips.
Okay.
And like all those guys that are just like, yeah, dude, they got in the van and they didn't stop no matter what, dude. And they played every night. And they were in the van and that was it, dude. And so to answer your question, I mean, basically anybody that's ever toured, you know, it ain't easy, man.
It's a wild world out there.
Yep. Yeah.
Michelle Kwan Nichetsky says, not a real question, but I stalked your Instagram and I love your sound. We'll definitely be listening more. Also, congrats on sobriety. That's really incredible.
Thank you, Michelle Kwan.
Yeah. Jesse Rule says, did he get to see Duddy's dog?
What?
No, I didn't bring my dog today. Yeah, I didn't my dog today.
What kind of dog?
She's just a full-on mutt, mutt. We're pretty sure she's about 20% coyote.
Okay.
Because we've had a couple vets that we've taken her to in the past. She's old. She's like 11 now. Okay. And she was found in an alley when she was just a little tiny puppy. Oh. And we've had a couple vets in the past be like, I think your dog might have some coyote in it. Yeah. And then I did that Embark thing recently where it's like 23andMe for your dog.
Okay.
And it was just a list of every dog. It was like super mutt is what it said.
Embark.
It had like every list of dog. It was so many dogs that she was had, you know, ancestry in. But then it was 23% unknown.
Okay.
So that's where I'm like, okay, there might be some coyote or something. So maybe those vets were right. And she kind of looks like a coyote. Like there's coyotes all over by my house, and I golf, I see coyotes all the time. And I'm like, every time I see one, I'm like, yeah, there's my fucking dog right there. Looks just like my dog.
I wish he was here, man. Shit.
Yeah.
I can no longer continue the show.
Why?
Because I found out about Embark. And I'm not sure I can live in a world any longer where people are like, my dog is 33% Cambodian Husky. I'm just not sure. Duddy.
Dude, it's good because
Duddy's looking at me like, it tells you the
genetics of your dog and it gives you like,
it is interesting and cool.
It also gives you like what that type of dog, like that you should feed them and things like that. They can help with their health and whatnot.
You find their family and reunite them. I get it. It's a wonderful.
I'm a nerd. I get it. I love my dogs. I love all dogs. And I want to know what they are.
Yikes.
You guys heard that. Jake hates dogs. You guys heard that.
Yeah. Embark. It's a very clever name. I like it. I'm very happy for you.
Kyle Smith plays all genres, Jesse Rule says.
All genres.
What is his favorite to play live?
Man, I can't pick like a certain genre that we like playing the most, man. It's just every song is so different. And I do love doing some like 50s kind of doo-wop style shit. Like we like throwing in like the little Sleepwalk covers and shit like that. You know what I mean? And I don't know, we kind of pick and pull from everywhere and everything all the time. So
there's something beautiful just being able to play different genres.
Punk songs are fun. Punk songs are super fun live. I do love seeing the pit, and I love jumping down there with my guitar and raging with everybody.
Dude, punk was super fun
to play.
A little high school punk band. Nice. We did all the backyard parties and we did some shows at venues and stuff too.
Hell yeah. Man,
that's a good time.
Yep.
Punk bands are fun.
Hearing the distortion alone.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
I got my Metal Zone pedal.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Metal Zone.
Yep.
All right. Maui Wowie says, do you write songs with acoustic guitar mainly or mix it up with electric? Congrats on your story and success, my dude. Keep it going.
Thank you, Maui Wowie. That's actually a really, really fucking great question because every song is written so differently every time. You know what I mean? Like I can be either like in the lab and like start with like a drum beat that I think sounds dope and I build on top of that. Mm-hmm. Or I could be driving and it's like I hear like some hook, you know what I mean? Like some catchy phrase. And I'm like, okay, I got to voice record that shit and save that for later, you know? And then sometimes, you know, I'm chilling on the beach and like a chord progression comes together and it's like, okay, that sounds fucking good. So I guess to answer that question, it's always different, my man. And it is, I mean, if I had to pick one, I would say just, it starts with an acoustic riff, something that I think sounds
cool. And then we kind of build on top of that, but it could start anywhere, literally.
Yeah. Dope. All right. I'm fucking pissed right now.
What happened? Why?
This is three questions from Jesse Rules. She knows the rules.
Jesse, you know better. It's no more than this. Two.
Three gets you a muting. This is probably a 24 hour mute. A lot of
capitalizing with her today as well.
So she's probably gonna get muted. Hey, you guys, this does remind me though, if you do listen to the show and you want to like talk with other people who like the show and talk, you know, some funny inside jokes and shit, Jesse did start a page on Facebook called the FGWD Bunker. Nice. It's a group. It's like a fan group for the podcast. I think there's close to like 1,000 people on there right now. It's actually really fun. A lot of funny stuff over there. So if you want to hang out over there, go sign up at the Feeling Good with or FGWD Bunker. But there's rules, guys.
And you one don't of these ask rules three questions.
Is you can't ask more than two fucking questions because I've had people in the past ask me like 8 questions and it pisses me off. So what's going to happen here, Jesse?
2 questions is wildly selfish crazy. And just completely borderline fucking intolerable. But yeah. 3 is like an attack on the human. That's worse than getting in bark.
Yeah.
For your animal.
All right. So I'm not going to answer this question. And you're muted for 24 hours.
Wow,
that's right.
Wow, Duddy. I was being funny and awesome. Duddy's a real
dick.
If
anybody knows the rules, Jesse does.
Okay. Yeah, she's guy, really in man. Trouble. I'm not even going to read it and know what she even wanted to tell us. All right. Scoot.
Well, we just answered that one a second ago. Melissa Perfect says, hey, Kyle. What has your biggest accomplishment been since becoming sober? On your hardest days, what keeps you motivated? That's two questions in one. I'll let you sneak that in there, but if I see your name pop up one more fucking time, you're dead.
Do we pick one or do we answer both?
We can answer them both.
Melissa's, she's quite a legend.
Okay. Biggest accomplishment since becoming sober. God damn, that's a tough one. To be honest, probably... One Love Fest 2020, right before shit hit the fan.
Right before. That was the Dirty Heads last show.
Yeah. That was extremely special. I felt like all the hard work that I put in over the past 4 years boiled down to that night. And the way I've always, you know, obviously with being a new cat in the game and just like coming up and just being Kyle Smith, the way that I see it is like, fuck, dude, you ain't shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then when 2,000 people come to your stage at a fucking 7:30 set on a Friday night, and everybody knows the words to all your shit.
That's a pretty good feeling.
It changed. Yeah. So that was a big game changer was that night. So One Love Fest 2020 to answer your biggest accomplishment question. On my hardest days, what keeps me motivated is, I don't know, man, just really, to be honest, like mortality, man. And just realizing, you know, like how precious life is and how we only get one shot at this shit. You know, we get one chance, man. And I know that, like, you know, I'm sure you can attest to, like, you know, you guys give it everything all the time. Yep. You know what I mean? And I live very, very urgently. So what keeps me motivated is, realizing what a gift life is and how lucky we are to be able to be here and to be healthy and mobile and hear, see, smell, touch, feel all of the above. Just that is enough for me. Cause there's, you know, there's people that can't, man, you know what I mean? There's people that cannot and would give anything to be able to get up and go in the morning. Yep. You know what I mean? And I've always just, you know, had that mentality where it's like, you know, we got to take full advantage of being a able-bodied human, you know what I mean? So
right on.
I don't know.
Well, two great,
it's a weird answer.
Two great questions, great answers. And I'll leave a moment of silence here because what Kyle said was awesome and everyone should let it soak in. And now I will say Melissa added a space before the question mark for both of those questions. And I personally can't fucking get past it. It's really ruining my entire morning. Let's go on to the next question there. That's something I don't think I'll ever forget.
Allison Lynch says, when you do play Red Rocks, who do you want to open for you?
When you play Red Rocks. And look at
the question mark just saddled right next to the question. Like a human. She
says, when you play Red Rocks. Yeah. That's so dope. That's awesome, Allison. Okay. Who would I want to open? You know what? I'm trying to think.
But rude because he'll be headlining that show. So.
No, she said, who do you want to open for you?
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm so thrown off by the question mark spacing. She
said, who's going to open for you guys?
Okay. She's the best. Man. I'm a piece of shit.
I don't know. I mean.
Fine. We'll do it.
was going to say, it's like, I guess.
He's a Led Zeppelin.
How big of a douche do you want to be, or how big do you think you're going to be by that time? You know what I mean?
You too.
I got the answer, the correct answer always for this.
Who would I love to open?
Some up and coming artist that is trying real. You have to. That's the really stock answer that you go. Yeah.
Whoever deserves it the most. We're going to move on. Your question's weird.
No, you know what?
He's actually thinking for something good.
I'm really, really thinking because we've played so many shows with so many bands, and there's some people that just stand out, man. You know what I mean? There's some people that just, they just go the extra mile, dude, yeah. You know? And, I would probably, God, so many other people are going to hate me, but, I want to like give that one up to Jason J, who's my buddy in the South Bay. He plays with Hyrie right now, actually, on the guitar, and then back, you know, he's doing vocal harmonies with Trish and shit.
Wait, is she on tour with you?
She's going to be on the summer tour with us.
So he might meet your buddy then if he's doing
Jason J. That's cool. Yeah. We got to write a song together for the album coming up, I love what that dude's about, and I love his hustle and his grind and his family that he's providing for his family with music, man, and that's some real
right
shit
on.
You know,
Jason J. Nice little plug. Go check him out. All right, let's keep
Nolan
it rolling.
Jones says, my ultimate goal in playing guitar is to get to be able to cover Kyle's songs, but how does he do all the crazy hammer-ons and songs like Closer to the Sun and Girl You So Fine? What's funny?
All right, I think you were thinking of Kyle MacDonald there, Nolan Jones. But
not so funny. Man, what totally.
Yeah, he's thinking that's funny. I just realized
that. Did you see the way I was looking at you? I was like, oh shit.
Dude, Nolan, you might get muted. We'll let the other Kyle know that you like his guitar playing.
If you would like Nolan, you can find my stuff on YouTube or Pandora, Spotify.
Hey, or that's the most clever troll of all time by Nolan. You're either the worst or the best.
Oh, Crystal says, that do you really still funny. Have your very first guitar? And what was it?
I don't, but you know what? It was a baby Taylor, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, I got one.
I know you guys rep your Taylors,
baby
man.
Baby Taylors are great, Taylors. Man. Yeah, and I love the baby Taylors. They're just awesome just to have around to jam on.
Yep,
for sure.
That was my first guitar. Yep.
Guys, we got one question left. I just want to say before we get out of here, thank you guys so much for listening. We are going to hit you guys with another song right after this. So, Kyle, before we jump out, is there anything you wanted to say, or where can people find you online?
Well, you can find me on Let's Go Instagram at Kyle Smith Jams. Facebook, you could just punch my name in. It'll might probably hopefully be one of the first ones to pop up. Kyle Smith music page or my personal profile, followable, all that shit. KyleSmithMerch.com. You know, what else? Spotify, Pandora. Mm-hmm. iTunes, sweet. Amazon, everywhere, every streaming platform.
Anywhere music is.
Yep.
You can find Kyle Smith.
Punch in my name. And then, what was the other part of the question? I'm fucking up right now.
No,
that was it. That was you're right. You're perfect.
We're fried.
Yeah, we got one last question here from Jen Peterson. We're going to hit you with another song right after this. Yes, and thank you guys so much for listening.
Yep. The song will take us out this week. So yeah. Thank you guys. We'll see. We'll be back next week.
We'll see you guys next
Wednesday.
We'll
see you so soon.
All right. Last question. Jen Peterson says, Kyle, I wish that we would have taken the picture at the Bergfields.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
You know what? Okay. So to piggyback on the picture, we will have to get it next time, Jen. I recognize you from a mile away there. It's very, very good to see you on here. You're the best. And I am doing amazing. We are here with good people. And we have been treated so nicely since the second we rolled up. And, not to be a dumbass, but I've been a longtime fan of the Dirty Heads, man. And this is really cool to be here with Duddy to be getting to know the crew, man, and seeing where everybody rehearses and checking out the little playground here, the mini fantasy factory, you know? So today is a dream come true, 1,000%. And I hope that answers your question.
Well, we appreciate you coming, and we appreciate all of you guys. Enjoy this one more song, and we will see you next week.
Well, I said you get so lost all up in you, the way you come crashing into
my troubles and you wash them away. Yeah. With the way that you get down, with the rumble sound, come up to my ears and pick my feet above the ground. Yeah, I'm digging this vibe, so I cannot stay. Yeah. Torch my skin till it peels, blister up my ears, take a permanent vacation. Burn up all your bills, because it's my time to chill and forget about probation. Down here so far away, but I know you don't really care. You could jump into that whip and drive away, but I know you find right air. But I know, but I know you find right here, yeah. No, oh, yeah, yeah. Said I'd love to stay 1,000 miles away, but I got too many goddamn bills to pay. Never felt so good, so far away from home. Oh, oh. For someone to fear to be lost, you see, I can't really think of a place I'd rather be. But you're tripping on me, cause I'd rather be alone, yeah. Torch my skin till it peels, blister up my ears, take a permanent vacation. Burn up all your bills, because by time to chill, forget about probation. Down here so far away, but I know you don't really care. You could jump into that whip and drive away, but I know, you find right here. Oh, yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.